In 2 Chronicles 22, verse 3, it says, "He too walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother encouraged him in doing wrong. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, as the house of Ahab had done, for after his father's death, they became his advisors to his undoing." Something else that competes vigorously against the deposit that God has placed in us is the family culture that we're placed in. We have huge deposits within us of generational memories, some of which may be good, some may not be so good. And a great many of those generational memories that are laid down in the first few years of our life through the eye-to-eye contact with our primary caregiver will be opposite and vigorously resisting the counsel that God has placed in us. In addition to that, there's the individuals outside us who, from age and experience, claim the right to be our counselors. After all, God has placed parents and grandparents in our lives to give us wisdom, and often the wisdom they give from their many years living longer than we have is valuable wisdom. But at the end of the day, we still have to be cautious of all outside counsel, even from family members, particularly those that are fear-based, because God was there first, and God placed in you with fierce intentionality a robust deposit of counsel for your adrenals and your kidneys to unpack and convert into instruction for you. So let's do a little bit of warfare here in terms of separating out the old human from the older divine. Because before there were generational memories, God was there. No matter how far back your family line is, God goes further back. So, Father, we come to you and acknowledge that we are in transition. We acknowledge that we are on a journey. We acknowledge that we are in the flow of human history, that there is a rather substantial amount of history behind us in our family line. We acknowledge that there are righteous people and unrighteous people, and that their values, their thoughts, their actions, their vision has left an imprint on us, in our soul, in our mind, through that eye-to-eye transfer. We also acknowledge that you were there first, that your wisdom is perfect. It is not flawed, it's not marred, it's not contaminated. The counsel that you deposited in us with fierce intentionality is excellent. So we ask now that you would undo the access to the generational memories in our right hemisphere that seek to color our thinking processes. There's an entire network of remembering nerves in our brain that pull up out of the archives files that they should never pull up. And so we ask that in the same way we can delete a link in a computer, so you would delete the links to those generational memories that are based on violation of covenant rather than fulfillment of covenant. Remove the competition and the baggage, and allow us to have free and easy access to the counsel that you have placed there first. We ask this in the name and through the shed blood, and because of the power of the resurrection of Jesus the Christ of Nazareth.